15, miscellaneous and meeting debrief. I want to pass to Commissioner Thorburn and Jill Storr. They have
I have a business item as well.
Oh, you have the blue sheet.
Yeah, I have a blue sheet.
Let's go ahead and do the hard thing. Yeah.
All right. Joe, you want to go?
I wanted to present a gift from staff. We had gifts from the commission, but I wanted to present a gift from staff to Commissioner Heaney for his...
That could have been to somebody else.
to Commissioner Carpenter.
Hardly.
No, just for your thoughtfulness, Jay, and the way you have advanced the commission process and working with staff, we really appreciate it. I've got a great story about the thing I'll remember most, though, about Commissioner Keeney was a meeting we had in Spokane where four commissioners and myself crammed into a car supposedly to go out for dinner. And we did that, but then we also, Jay grew up in Spokane. So we were in somebody's backyard with a dog barking at us. We were in a driveway ringing doorbells of houses that we weren't sure who they were. We heard a lot about his teenage years in Spokane. So, you know, kind of took us through the underbelly of Spokane there.
They asked me to give him a tour of Spokane.
And a history.
And so I'll never go back to that town, at least not thinking about it the same way I used to. So I wanted to give this to you, Jay, just to, with great appreciation for your dedication and contribution to the citizens of Washington State for the last 7 years, and just say what a pleasure it's been to work with you, and we all appreciate what you've contributed.
So. Thank you. The feeling's mutual.
And we've sort of been dragging this out. We just wanted to make sure Jay didn't have the last word. So the commission has a card for you as well. With a reference to Spokane, I might say, and some of the notes. So this does live on. And I have to explain the envelope. We wanted to make sure that Brad had an opportunity to say goodbye as well. So he got the card, sent it to me in the appropriate envelope that would have matched the card. So I had to find something large enough just to...
And wasn't it your message that he can't open that until he gets to OMAC?
Thanks, Larry, for it.
Thank you very much. And I would like a couple quick things. I think for the public that is here, what you just saw in this last discussion is how a commission should work. So people can disagree. It's fine. But you're listening to each other. Yeah. And sometimes we should be affected by each other's opinion. That's why there's nine of us. And so, you know, I intended to vote no on that, but through listening, there was reason to change my mind. So I'm really appreciative of every one of these commissioners. They all bring something to this table. It's all different. Whoever replaces me will bring something different than I had, and that's good. I would encourage the commission to... take these new people that come on and help them get their voice sooner than later. Because I know it was a couple years for me before I felt like I could really speak. And just make it comfortable for them so that their input is heard. Don never seemed to have a problem with that. He stepped right in and started saying, this is where it should go. But, you know, some others, it takes a while before you're comfortable. So, and I wanted to... get off the commission in August. I wanted to make sure I was around for the selection as a new director, and I'm tickled pink at who stepped up and who we've come up with, and I think you're going to do a great job, and thank you for accepting that, and I was glad to be around for that process. I did also want to do more hunting and fishing and hiking in the fall. It's my favorite time of year. But I also wanted to mention that I'm not leaving the world of wildlife. I'm kind of leaving the world of policy wildlife. So in my everyday job, I mean, I get to go out and work with the department staff on a variety of things. I was out working with the folks releasing pygmy rabbits, and I was out working with the sharp-tailed grouse release. I work with Kim, and we help come up with funds for a purchase of a sagebrush step land out near Waterville. I get to do a lot of things that are going to keep me in the world of wildlife and fish. Well, I'll be fishing more, I know that. But so I get to go do a lot of the more fun stuff for me that's, you know, at a level that I can see stuff happening. I'm just kind of stepping out of the policy world. But I have truly enjoyed this, and it's been an honor to serve on this commission. So without further ado, I just say thank you all.
Thank you, Jay. Okay, moving on, Commissioner Thorburn.
I have a blue sheet that I would like to present to my fellow commissioners. Just to let you know, I have worked through this with the department staff who would be involved. It's entitled Pronghorn Conservation and Management, something completely different. I would request the due date of February 2019 with some flexibility for staff that kind of looking at it going into our next hunting regulations season. I put the priority level importance as high, the urgency as medium. And it reads, the knowledge or action being requested. Pronghorn is classified as a game species in Washington, but there is no season because, until recently, the species was effectively extirpated from the state. The first management goal for pronghorn in the current game management plan is, as time and funding permits, monitor existing fragmentary pronghorn populations to anticipate the point at which more active management may be necessary. So that's in our current game management plan. Since the plan was adopted, both the Yakaba Nation and Colville Confederated Tribes have translocated pronghorn into the state. Initial release was on tribal lands. WDFW initiated population monitoring of the pronghorn brought in by the Yakima has demonstrated moderate population increase, with approximately two-thirds of the animals occupying lands where WDFW has management jurisdiction. Anecdotally, animals from the most recent Colville introduction have also increased. More active management, including possible listing to plan and manage for sustainable pronghorn presence, may be warranted. And so the output requested is a presentation and briefing about the history, status, and population trends of pronghorn in Washington to include current information about management, including conflict or potential conflict. Representation from the Yakima Nation and Colville Confederated Tribes would be welcome, and I'll have a comment on that in a minute. Provide options for future management given the apparent successful reintroduction of a game species, including human resource and financial needs, as well as potential partners and funding sources. And then my comment about if we had a presentation, maybe having representatives from the tribes, it was suggested by staff that if we do support that idea, that the invitation should probably come from the commission to the tribal councils rather than a staff working with the biologists that they work with. So.
Okay, that's logical.
So that's my motion.
Second.
We have a motion. I have a second by Commissioner Kehoe. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carries. Thank you, Commissioner.
Be excited to learn.
Do we have anything? Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Two last things on end of meeting business. In public testimony, we heard a recommendation for the new director to take a fresh look at the boat launch situation, I think, at Point No Point, is that where it is? So I encourage that. And then as an afterthought on our calendar for 2019, February 8th and 9th, I wonder if when we see this again in September, if that particular weekend could move one way or the other, just as an option. February 9th is another one of those plaque kind of concerns. It's her birthday. It's Tammy's birthday.
Huh?
It's Tammy's birthday.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Okay. All right. Any other wrap-up discussion? Debrief? Okay.
Wait.
No, that's fine.
Hearing no objection, meeting's adjourned. Thank you all.